You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Nationals are looking to be contenders again in the NL East, as they are every year. So let's get to know some of the players who might be putting an effort toward that. I'm Allison Twitter, here with Bill Latson, covers the Nationals on a regular basis. And Bill, before we get to know some of these players, let's talk about Yoenis Cespedes. This has been an ongoing thing throughout the offseason. Everybody's waiting to see who signs him. Looks like the Nationals might be interested. What are you hearing?
Yes, they are interested. But before they can even think about signing Cespedes, they have to really think about what they have to do with Jason Wirth, because Jason Wirth has two more years left on his contract, and he's going to make $42 million. I don't see any other team willing to take that on unless the Nationals, give them the cash for it. That's the only way I see that happening. And also, too, Jason Wirth is 36 years old. And, I spoke to him late last year, and he said he's far from done. He still believes he can play every day. And it'll be interesting what they do, especially when they get Cespedes, if they're able to get Cespedes, because, obviously he's the best candidate to play center field. And they recently picked up Ben Revere, and he's going to have to possibly move to left field. He doesn't have an outfield arm at all. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Nationals are able to pull this off.
Yeah, and so that's the thing about waiting this long before spring training starts. It's not so much that Cespedes isn't a valuable player, a very good player, but, I mean, teams have a roster set, and it's not like, he's just going to be, a fifth outfielder, a guy off the bench. Consider. I mean, you really have to figure out what you're going to do there. And like you said, I mean, they would almost have to be guaranteed to be able to move someone before they would even be able to bring him on, right? They'd have to have, dual deals going on?
Correct. I don't think, knowing Mike Rizzo takes his time. And I can see him wait maybe till spring training, if he thought of this, to try to trade Jason Wirth. But, I find it hard to believe for a guy that's going to be making $42 million the next 2 years, I find it hard to believe he's going to accept the bench role. And to me, you have to think about this. He's going to have to be paid, I believe, to get traded, because he has a full no-trade clause. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they're able to get this deal done if they can.
Yeah, and especially since, I mean, as sour as the national season, sour of a note as the national season ended on last year, it was not any fun to be around that club for the end of the season. But that is, the Nationals would be a very tough thing for me to do if I'm Jason Wirth, is to agree to leave. Because he's got a great chance to get a World Series ring there. It's not like you're, going to, depending on who would want him, but the situation, I can't imagine, would be better than his situation in Washington.
Yes, and you know what? I have so much respect for Jason Wirth. This is a guy who turned that clubhouse around. Allison, I mean, I'm sure you know. But
right.
before he came, it was one of the worst clubhouses around. It really was. You had to walk on eggshells. And then when Jason Wirth came, he turned it around. I've always called him the unofficial team captain, because he put a lot of people in their places, and in terms of the players, his teammates. And to me, I enjoy covering Jason Wirth. I have nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Certainly the Mets have to start feeling a little bit uncomfortable if they think the Nationals might actually be interested in Cespedes, but we will just keep monitoring that. Meanwhile, we want to move on to our Getting to Know You segment, which is the theme of this week's podcast. And let's talk about Ben Revere, since we've already mentioned him. So this is a really good acquisition. I think when that trade came down, where the Jays and the Nationals, it was Ben Revere and Drew Storen. Everyone seemed to like this deal for both teams. So what are the Nationals getting in Ben Revere?
Well, without question, they're getting their leadoff hitter. After losing Denard Span, Revere will be their leadoff hitter. Dusty Baker made that announcement the other day. Also, as of right now, he's going to be playing center field. Now, keep in mind, the only drawback is his defense. I mean, he doesn't have an arm whatsoever. And, and he has problems with balls going over his head. So, and this is what a scout told me about him. So I think, he's going to be dealing with people like Davey Lopes, Jock Jones. And as, Dusty Baker pointed out to me, those guys are going to help Ben Revere become a better outfielder. Hopefully that's the case. But the bottom line is he's going to be their leadoff hitter. And from what I understand, his offense makes up for the defense.
Yeah, so 27 years old, and for the reason that you just said, then that would explain why he's been with a couple of different teams, because he certainly has so much talent. But that's a big deal. I mean, and they are gaining a left-handed bat, so that's definitely more upside. But the defense, I mean, that's a serious thing. I guess that's what he'll be spending most of spring training working through.
Yes, no question about it. But you know what, though? I think you said it earlier, he really balances his lineup. You add Daniel Murphy to the mix, and you have three left-handed hitters in that starting lineup, including Bryce Harper. And I think offensively they've improved dramatically, no question about it. I think you're not going to have a lot of strikeouts like you had the last two or three years. I mean, you take Daniel Murphy, you take and you minus Ian Desmond, your strikeouts are going to go down. You want to have a better on-base percentage maybe with Revere. So that really helps the offense big time.
So I like the story. And, I'm obviously not following the Nationals on a completely, completely close basis. I'm a little bit of an outsider. But Clint Robinson, I love this story. So I'm reading through and reading all the things about him. He was a spring training invite last year, so a non-roster guy at spring training, and a career minor leaguer. Had played in 928 minor league games from 2007 to 14. He's only 30 years old. He'll be 31 in February.
Right.
So he really came on. He hit really well. He made the opening day roster. Kind of a bigger guy, so he wasn't really an option for the outfield, but he became such a valuable reserve for some of the injured players. Going into this season, is he a non-roster guy again, or what's his status?
Oh, no. He made the team, he was with the team all year. He's going to be there from start to finish.
Okay.
And what impressed me even more about him is that the way he adjusted being a bench player, he was their best bench player. There's no question about it, hitting home runs, driving in runs. And I think why he stayed as long as he did and why he played often was because before last season, he was just a first baseman. But then he felt that he had to play another position in order to get more playing time. And then they told me when he got the spring training, hey, you play in the outfield. Now, obviously, he's not a Gold Glover out there. He's not. But he made so much progress there that Matt Williams, then the manager, decided, hey, man, you're going to be playing often, and he did. And he was their their most valuable player in terms of being a bench player, no question.
Yeah, it's nice when players like that do well. You try not to have a rooting interest in a whole lot when you're trying to report on the team, but people like this, I mean, this is what makes the game great. Someone who comes out of nowhere has worked so hard and stuck with it. There's a lot of minor leaguers out there that don't play that long because they're like, they play a few years and then they're kind of done and they need to go on to do something else. To see someone rewarded like that, that's got to be a nice thing to write about and to, kind of talk to him and to cover that.
The thing is that I wonder, if you look at his minor league stats before he came to the Nationals, I'll never forget it. I went to him, I said, oh, my God, this guy can write. So I asked him, hey, how come you didn't make the big leagues? And, he came from the Royals. He was drafted by them. And you had a lot of their young players who helped them win the World Series. So, man, he was really behind in terms of getting a chance with the Royals. And why the Dodgers let him go is beyond me, because they look like they could have used him. And it really helps the Nationals, to tell you the truth. He's really not only a good player, but a great man.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm going to be watching him and rooting for him a little bit. So, Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.